USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is thrilled with the news of a proposed multi-billion dollar Intel computer chip manufacturing plant in central Ohio. Biden applauded the project, calling it a historic investment in America and American workers. Biden also updating his administration's efforts to address a backlog of semiconductor chip orders in the supply chain, the president saying he expects China to respect those efforts.
I made this clear to President Xi of China. We need not have confrontation, but we have a stiff economic and technological competition, and we're going to insist everyone, including China, play by the same rules. We're going to invest whatever it takes in America, in American innovation, in American communities, and American workers.
The 49th annual March for Life taking place in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he's not intimidated by the White House's threat to take away COVID relief money if the state continues to refuse making masking mandatory in schools. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Fox News says the state is taking it a step further.
Arizona is going to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration, against this federal overreach and continued bullying and attacks on our state.
This comes after Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an order that prevents schools from mandating that kids wear face coverings in class. Frank and substantive, that's how U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described a meeting with his Russian counterpart, as that country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine. Blinken saying any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Winter Olympics are set to begin in early February in China.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympics obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Comedian Louis Anderson died Friday at the age of 68 years old after a lengthy battle with blood cancer. Anderson appeared in the 1988 film Coming to America as Maurice, an employee at a local McDowell's restaurant. Maurice explains to Eddie Murphy's character how he expects to move up the corporate ladder in the restaurant business.
You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
That audio courtesy of the movie Coming to America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.